Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Get ready for Monday Night Football. The Saints taking on the Packers in Green Bay, frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. Game time, game day coverage starts at 3. First Take, Steve Geller, Charlie Long. Followed at 5 by the Bud Light Countdown and Kickoff with Bobby Hebert at Rouse's Market on Vets in Metairie. You can sync up to Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister at 7:15 for kickoff. Again, if you listen on the radio, it's not that hard. Just wait till the kickoff. Pause the TV, wait till the kickoff. As soon as you see the referee start to wave his arms and you hear the whistle on the radio, press the button and you're done. Then after the game, sound off on the Ciroc Point after with the Cajun Cannon. Saints Packers, join us for 10 hours of wall-to-wall football today, starting at 3 on WWL and the free Odyssey app. We're going to get it going even earlier right now with Mike Dottiglia. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great, Tommy. Great to see you yesterday.
Yeah, long time no see. I saw y'all out at Rouse's and shared my recipe for the perfect old-fashioned, and you know where I was going with those cherry chips before I even mentioned it, didn't you?
You damn right. I've been there, done that.
You take a little cherry chip and put it in a little strainer and then put some cherry smoke infusing that old-fashioned. Man, I'm going to tell you what, you get people coming back for more. Let's talk about...
Exactly.
Let's talk about... the Saints tonight and how beat up they are, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, this time of year, you see it all across the NFL, but, you know, with the Saints without their starting quarterback, you know, no Taysom Hill, without your two starting receivers, you know, and Chris Olave and Rashid Shaheed, you know, and on the defensive side of the football, that's where you've been a little bit lucky. Now, Paulson Adebo went down early. With an injury. But you've relatively stayed healthy on that side of the football. It's really been on offense that's been devastating for you. I know Spencer Rattler talked about this, and I thought about my old friend Buddy DiLiberto when he was talking about the importance of the center position and him having Eric McCoy back in the lineup. And it is so crucial. People don't realize the responsibilities and the job of a center. It's, I think, the second toughest position to play in the National Football League other than the quarterback spot. But, man, Saints have been hit with a lot of offensive injuries. The Packers have had more injuries for them on the defensive side. But that's been the big change for them this year. Their defense has played so well. Got a lot of young guys. 8 of their 11 starters were either first or second round picks.
If my aunt,
I mean, they went pretty good.
If my aunt was equipped differently, she'd be my uncle. I understand that, okay? But if Taysom Hill doesn't go down, if the Saints don't have Eric McCoy doesn't go down, if the Saints don't have the injuries, Alvin Kamara, if the Saints, Derek Carr, the injuries that they had, the receivers that they had early in the season, I got to tell you, I got to believe that they're just competing with the Falcons and the Buccaneers to lead the division. Thoughts?
The way this NFC South is this year, I would have to agree. It looks like nobody wants to take control of it. And at one time, Atlanta had full control of it. And then it peeled apart, 4 straight losses. And the Bucs, you know, they come from back of the pack. And they catch up. And then last night, what an opportunity to kind of up it a little bit. You know, they lose to the Cowboys. And now Atlanta is technically in first place, even though they have the same record, because of the fact they beat the Bucs twice and have a better interconference record. Man, you look at the way this NFC South is, old buddy Greg Cosell says it best. He says, Mike, nobody is really out of it in the NFC South. He said that about a month ago, and he was absolutely right. I know technically the Panthers and Saints are out of it, but, you know, I think you're going to look back and say, how could we have let this slip away from us? How could could that, injuries, that have happened?
But the injuries, Mike, yeah, that's the only thing.
The injury. Yeah.
That would explain it, because, again, you can't take a guy like Taysom Hill and talk about what a game changer he is, or Alvin Kamara, or the receivers, or the center, and talk about how important that is, and then just say, oh, well, injuries happen. I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying there is a reason for it. That's all I'm saying here.
Yeah, I think everybody agrees with the injury part. Everybody has them, but to what degree?
Mm-hmm.
And I do this feature every week with NFL Films, and we talk about the degree of an injury. You can have your guard down and lose a tight end, but how important, you know, is that feature to your team? Because everybody's built a little differently.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think it's the measure of the amount of injuries and the signature players that you don't have. That's when injuries really, really rock you. And the Saints were rocked on the offensive side of the football, but they were lucky jackpot-wise. It didn't really happen for them on defense.
Mm-hmm.
And the concerning part is this team still has not been able to stop the run very well. And I know what they're going to get a fistful of tonight. Josh Jacobs.
Oh, Josh Jacobs and Jordan Love, too, has been on a run, right?
Yeah, he's funny. He came to Manning camp, and I posted a picture last week of Peyton Manning just watching over him. He was at Utah State. And somebody from that area had called me, would you interview him and kind of write a little story for me? Okay. And his story is unbelievable, but he doesn't consider himself a runner. He considers himself a time buyer. That's what he told me. I buy time with my feet to get a receiver open downfield, but if I see an open area, I will run with it. He's very athletic. He's got a live arm. Now, he takes a lot of chances as a passer. He does. But normally he connects. But he gives you a couple of shots at interceptions every week. But he is a very talented downfield passer and one of the more gifted just arm talents in the National Football League.
Tim tells me Caesars Sportsbook saying his projected rushing total is 6. Man, I'm tempted to bet the over on that. That seems like a lot. Maybe I'm wrong. What do you think?
But just his comment about I'm a time buyer sort of tells you that's not what's in the back of his mind. He's not like Jaden Daniels or Lamar Jackson or Kyler Murray. That has never been a huge part of his game. Now, he will always say, if I get an opportunity, I will run with it, but that's a low total. That's a real low total for a team in the Saints that have given up a lot of rushing yards to a mobile quarterback.
You may say you're only going to have one of my old fashions, but by gosh, after you taste it and see how delicious it is and how it's there waiting for you, you may change your mind. And we should mention, too, that Atlanta lost their starting quarterback to the bench. 8:21, traffic now, WWL. 8:25.5, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by our friend Mike Dettillier, talking about the Saints and the Packers tonight. Mike, on defense, who's Green Bay's guy? There's always that guy, right? Who is it?
Rashawn Gary. He, at one time, he was the number one rated high school recruit in the country. He goes to Michigan. First 2 years at Michigan, he was not the impact guy. He was as a junior. And his career almost mimicked that in the NFL, in that the first couple of years, he was not an impact guy. And by year three, he's a pass rush terror. His ability to get off the line of scrimmage and make a play and get into the backfield is very disruptive. So he would be the guy. The other guy to watch is Edgerton Cooper, who went to Covington High School.
Mm-hmm.
When he came out of high school, he was not considered one of the top 10, 12 players in the state of Louisiana. A&M got on him very early and offered him and recruited him very hard. LSU got into the process a little bit later and thought they could change his mind, but he stuck with A&M. First 2 years at A&M, little to no impact. As a junior, he was the most improved player in the SEC. I mean, he's a big-time guy for Green Bay, and he doesn't start. He comes off the bench, but it's his ability to run the field. They use him a lot as a pass rusher, but, man, can he run? He's like a gazelle out there on the field with his foot speed and his quickness, and one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet off the field, but on the field, man, he's got a switch. He's bad to the bone, and when he hits you, he jars you. So those are two guys to watch tonight, and Rashawn Gary, and I know Etienne Cooper wants to play big tonight. Mm-hmm. I think he, you know, anytime you're playing a team you grew up watching, he was a big Saints fan, always was that type of guy, and, you know, he wants to play big tonight in front of all the home folks.
I seem to remember him having a big game when Texas A&M played Jaden Daniels' last game in Baton Rouge, right?
Yeah, Jaden told me it was like they had two of them. He said every time I looked on the field, he said there was like two of them running after me or chasing me down. But no, Etienne Cooper last year with A&M, he was a fantastic player. He was my number one rated off linebacker in this draft. There were a couple teams late in round one that seriously considered taking him, but he did fall into round two. It was a great pickup for the Packers.
I know his nickname's Flash, and there is no substitute for speed in the NFL, is there?
Speed never had a bad day in his life. Never had a bad day.
We'll take a break, come back, pick it up. When we come back, we'll talk about Daratla. And what we can expect to see from him and how they alter the game plan. Also, we'll talk about Kendre Miller. It's that young man's chance to step up. And Jamal Williams, I don't know about him. I don't know what's going on there. I'll also talk about the Saints defense with Mike DiTilia. Y'all got any questions or comments, 504-260-1870. It is game day, Monday Night Football. Be nice to watch snowfall at Lambeau Field, hopefully. The Saints win. We're also talking about the NFL with Mike. We come back, some interesting comments, and also about the college football playoffs because, boy, Mike, they're kind of disappointing over the weekend.
To say the least.
I mean, it's like, can we have a little bit of competition here? You're stinking up my television, and it's a shame, but we'll talk about the next round coming up and all that stuff. So, Mike DiTilia, nice enough to spend some time with us. He's got a long day. Mike, you guys could be second-guessing tomorrow night or not?
Yeah, we'll be on from 4 to 8 at the Silver Slipper tomorrow night.
So Christmas Eve edition at the Slipper. All right, 8:30, more with Mike. We come back. Time now for WWL. 8:44, 16-9. Saints taking on the Packers in Green Bay tonight. Supposed to be snowing. Be a nice way to spend Christmas Eve. Light the fireplace. Watch, if you have one, why, and make sure everything's safe. Watch the Saints take on the Packers. Mike DiTilia, our guest. Mike, I know the Saints coaches took the quarterbacks in the freezer, which seems, I don't know. Seems, I don't know if that's going to make a difference or not, but in the team's cafeteria to run through plays, I don't know how much they could run plays or just, I guess, get them accustomed to the cold. I don't know. What are you looking for from the Rattler, Spencer Rattler, tonight?
I think early on, Tommy, you'd want to get him comfortable with throws. And I think what Spencer does very well is on the rollout and throw the ball to a designated spot. Now, when you roll out left or right, you do cut off half the field. But I think you want to try to make him comfortable in conditions that aren't ideal. You're not in the dome. Mm-hmm. So I think early you want to try to get him comfortable throwing the football. And a lot of it, I think, will come off of movement plays, waggle plays, where you move him a little left, little right, through the designated spot, get the receiver, try to move the chains. But the best friend of a quarterback, a running game. Mm-hmm. That tonight has got to be paramount if you want to stay close with the Packers. So now your offensive line is going to play a big part in that, but it is showtime for Kendre Miller. It is showtime for him. You're the guy. So, hey, kid, get out there and show him what you got. And he's got talent. Now let's see if he can hold up. He's going to get the workload tonight.
How's that Saints offensive line match up against the Green Bay defensive line?
Well, That defensive front is pretty doggone good. And they have a strong safety. I wanted to mention him on the signature play is Xavier McKinney, mm-hmm. who they signed in the offseason from the Giants, a really good player. He's kind of buried in New York, but he plays the run well. You see him up close to the line of scrimmage. He's like another defender. He also plays the pass real well. But for me, if the Saints can block the Packers' left side, which is the right side of their offensive line with Penning, who I think really struggled against the Commanders last week, that's going to be the key. I think on the left side, you see you got something there with Taliese Fuaga. You know what you have in McCoy. What you don't know a lot about is if how well Penning will hold up. And you can bet they're going to try to get Rashawn Gary one-on-one with him to see how well he holds up.
I don't agree with cutting off half the field. What could go wrong with throwing back or going back across the field and throwing against, you know what I mean? Nothing could happen wrong there, right? I'm kidding.
Yeah, nothing can happen wrong. No. But yeah, but no, my thing is for any young quarterback, you want to get him comfortable.
Yeah.
You don't want him to think he's got to make every play count. And sometimes you got to have it in your head that an incomplete pass is maybe the best option. Because, you know, when you're in high school, and even sometimes in college, you can improvise a play and make it big when it's not there. In the pros, every once in a while that happens. It doesn't work that way. These guys are too good.
Mm-hmm.
So what you want to do is put him in a comfortable position. But you know what would make me comfortable as I was playing quarterback? I had a running game.
Yep.
That I could fall back on. That would make me comfortable.
And I was obviously kidding about throwing back across the field because you're begging for a pick that way. Let's talk about the NFL. Mike, who do you think best team in the NFC is best team in the AFC or teams?
I think in the NFC today, you may be watching it tonight.
Really?
I really think the Packers have more than a legitimate shot to win it. The Lions are beat up. They're a very good football team, and they squeeze every bit of the vitamin C out of the orange.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, all those injuries mount up for them, and they've been devastated on defense and yet still win. I think the Packers are there. The Eagles, now they got caught yesterday by Jaden Daniels, and I hate to say it, but I think a lot of teams are going to get caught with Jaden.
Mm-hmm.
And Jalen Hurts got knocked out early with the concussion. I think it'll come down to Eagles, Packers, when it's all said and done.
How about on
in the NFC?
AFC side.
And you want to lose money, bet against Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you can say luck. I know a lot of people, oh, these games are rigged. They want them to win. What? They find a way to win each and every week. And they said the same thing about the Patriots when they were winning. Or what happened when Brady wasn't there? Did the NFL not rig the games then? Mm-hmm. Come on. You upset because it's not your team, and you upset because maybe you've lost money. The Chiefs are really tough out. I think the one team that maybe could get them would be Buffalo because of Josh Allen. Now, he don't play defense. But, man, Josh is having a great year. But would you bet any money against Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid and the Chiefs? I wouldn't bet much against them.
Nope, I wouldn't either. We'll take a break, pick it up, talk about some college football when we come back. It'd be something for the Chiefs to come to New Orleans and accomplish the three-peat that no team has ever done. It'd be a good storyline. All right, we'll take a break, come back. Mike Dettelier, 851, 9 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 8:57, 3 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WRL. Mike, to tell you, I got a Super Bowl storyline for you, all right? Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Vikings. Chiefs going for the three-peat. Vikings going for their first Super Bowl. A repeat of Super Bowl IV that was held in New Orleans, and a lot of people don't understand this or can't even imagine it, but that game was blacked out.
It sure was. You can remember certain things in life.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my dad going on the roof.
Yep, putting up the big antenna. To try to pirate the Baton Rouge signal, right?
Yeah,
yep.
And catch a Baton Rouge. That's how we watched it. that day. It was amazing that it was blacked out in the New Orleans area, and it's one of the signature games in pro football history.
Mm-hmm.
The reasoning is it was the last game of the AFL.
Mm-hmm.
The merger happened the next year. And it was 2-2 because the Chiefs won one, Jets won one, and the Packers won mm-hmm. Super Bowls 1 and 2. So it sort of gave you what the preview was of the 70s and how it pro football eclipsed Major League Baseball in a time most people would have never dreamed that, because Major League Baseball was the national pastime. But now you were entering the era of pro football, and it opened up the doors that we could have never dreamed of. That game was a signature part of it, and 52 years ago today, the Immaculate Reception.
Oh, yeah.
Franco Harris and Terry Bradshaw connects on one of the craziest plays and one of the signature plays in pro football history 52 years ago today.
I think Franco Harris said he still doesn't know if the ball hit the ground or not. Is that his story?
That's it. That was his story before he passed away. He was hanging back, and Tatum, who he always went high on people,
mm-hmm.
and he tried to knock the crap out of Frenchie Fuqua, and the ball just ricocheted off of him, and Franco's standing there, the ball hits him right in the hands, and he takes off running. The craziest thing, Tommy, you've seen a lot of plays in NFL history, is the only play that the referees didn't throw their hands up as a touchdown. Mm-hmm. They didn't know what had happened either.
Incredible. Let me real quick get your take on a college football game. Too many teams in the playoffs or not?
Well, if you think it's too many, get ready. They'll expand it from 12 to 16 very soon.
Only if they can make money off of it.
Well, you know they're going to make money off of
it. I'm kidding. I know.
And, the one thing they know how to do is pass the collection plate.
Yep.
But we've seen bad NFC, AFC championship games, bad Super Bowls. They're going to have to tweak the rules a bit where strength of schedule does play a part in the selections more. But you're going to see more and more of this happen in college football playoff time.
Thank you, Mike. Saints win tonight or not? What do you think?
No, Packers win tonight. I think just the Packers are one of the best teams in the NFL, really. I really believe that.
You like the under?
I would think so because of the weather conditions, yes.
But you can watch the game and not necessarily bet it. Thank you, Mike Dettelier.
Take it down.
Pleasure as always. We'll talk to you again. All right, we'll take a break. We come back. We're going to talk about